All right, first and foremost, I want to say thank you, and I appreciate everybody who gave our podcast a listen, my podcast, the first two episodes, me and E-Man. First episode was a lot of just, you know, kind of just diving into it, just really going into the conversation and vibing off of each other's energy. Like, what really wanted to make me start that podcast was that, you know, me and my best friends, especially, like, you know, me and Emmanuel, be having these great ass conversations. Excuse my language if you're really offended by that, but if you aren't, then keep on listening. But yeah, like, we just have these really, really great conversations about how, I don't know how it really, it's just conversation. I don't know how it starts. I don't know what it's going to be about, but it's about anything. It's about everything. And it helps me. I assume it helps him too, but it helps me just kind of reamp my creativity, you know, my energy. It fills my cup of ideas. I get lots and lots of ideas that I don't get to share with anybody. And so when I have just, you know, an ear to listen to, somebody who's able and someone who's willing to actually just sit there and listen to what goes on in your mind and actually gives a shit about what actually goes on about your day, you know, and what kind of, it shows, if he's the listener, if it shows him, like, you know, what kind of person I really am, and like what I'm capable of, and that energy is reciprocated to him, because, you know, I'll just stop asking all the questions, and then next thing you know he'll ask me all the questions. So it's just back and forth. I get to know him just as much as he gets to know me, and I learn something every day from my best friends. I learn something new every day. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful experience. Like, I'm truly blessed, and I'm so grateful that I have the friends that I have, and even the family members that I have. It's just a certain level of realness that I look for in people that I hold close to, that I hold close to me. You gotta be a certain level of real. You gotta be, you know, you gotta be able to tell the truth, you know, tell it like it is. And however they do that, like, that's on them. But I know that I need to do this because it helps. I feel like everybody's story, I feel like everybody has something to say. So I feel like lots and more, way more people should be starting podcasts and just hopping on other people's podcasts and collaborating and talking about this and that, getting to know each other even more, connecting. It's all about connecting, you know, networking and bouncing ideas off each other. And maybe it's going to be executed, maybe not, but hey, at least it was thrown out, you know. So at least you got to share some of your knowledge with somebody else and provide them value. Like, what's more valuable than that? Like, it's priceless, sharing knowledge with other people who share common values and principles and morals with you. It's one of the best experiences to me. And I just thought that I should share it with you guys finally, because, you know, it's, I feel like I'm not doing it justice, just keeping it between me and E-Man. You know, I feel like we could help way more people out there. I feel like lots and lots of people just need to have these kinds of conversations on, you know, a weekly basis, something daily if necessary. But, you know, you need to constantly express yourself. I would say, like, you need some form of outlet to express your thoughts and your opinions on things. And the best part about expressing your thoughts and your opinions and yourself is that you have an audience. And I am genuinely, I'm so surprised that I had, you know, 40 listens, over 40 listens over on our first episode, and over 20 listens on our second episode. So, like, that to me is I'm already baffled by that. I'm already just blown away that we had that many listens on our two episodes, which is this is crazy. I never expected anybody to listen to it that many times, but that just makes me more and more grateful towards the people who gave us a chance. Thank you guys. Thank you so much. Like, that's my oxygen, you know, is providing value to my audience and to my listeners. That I was actually in a meeting with Emmanuel and Nathan yesterday, and so we're talking about making a video. You know, it's gonna be like a hype video, just moving, grooving, dancing, vibing off each other's energy and each other's presence. And when I approached the video, it's very cool to see how all three of us are very different, you know. But I know the certain similarities we also share. But it's just it's cool because we all approach it differently. I asked what this video would mean to them, and Emmanuel meant his meaning to it was like it's an idea and now we're executing, we acting on it, like we acting on this idea, like we're doing it. Oh shit, that's dope. It's so true. Like, you have an idea and we're executing it. Not many people execute their ideas, so that I valued. And then Nate's meaning was, I was like, what I meant to Nate was that it's a step towards greatness. Like, shoot, that's actually very different from how I saw it, how Emmanuel saw it. So a step towards greatness, huh? So you can just see what kind of things my peers are going through, and what goes through their mind, what kind of people they are, like, just on a day-to-day basis. So what it meant for me is that it's bringing us closer together, me, Emmanuel, and Nathan. And so it's just it all means something different to each of us, and that's what makes us artists. And how we collaborate with each other is, you know, we gotta bounce ideas off of each other, and we do have to meet in the middle, and can't do this, can't do that, but we can do this and we can do that. So it's a lot of mixing and matching, you know, just kind of refining and fine-tuning this thing we're trying to create, which is, you know, hopefully something enjoyable to watch and entertaining. And that's gonna come in the coming weeks. We still got to do a couple rehearsals, one or two at least, just to kind of understand that it's not entirely random, but that there is a structure to it, you know, and that so we can just kind of get a feel for it, and just build the chemistry a little bit, and hopefully something organic can come out of it. Yeah, it's fun, you know. That's what I wanted the whole concept to be around, is that when I'm with these dudes, is that it's fun. You know, hip hop is a huge genre and a huge musical influence on me, and I know it is on them, because, like, if you don't know them already, follow them on, you know, Instagram, whatever, like, their Twitter handles. Look up Nate Breezy, Easy Too Fresh on IG. They love the hip hop genre. They love, you know, the culture. Like, it's their culture. And if you don't know about us, is that we do love to dance. And it's mainly like, wherever we are, the three of us, if we're in a club or set, some kind of club setting or dance setting, like, you're gonna see us, you know, go off. And it's nice. Like, I think it's nice. I think the feeling is nice. So that's what I'm really trying to pick up and trying to hone in on this video, is that these dudes, man, that I dance with, like, they providing this energy, and they're providing some kind of entertainment, not just to me, but like to the people who, to other viewers, like people who are in that room watching us dance. And really, that's all I really cared about, is as long as it's fun and that it's entertaining. Fun is the biggest thing I want it to be, because I don't want it to seem like a chore, which is what I told them. Like, I don't want to make it seem like a chore. Like, I want them to have a blast with this. So I think lots of people, especially just a lot of, and throughout my dance experience, I've had a lot of, you know, very structured and disciplined type things, you know, taking ballet class and being a part of companies and dancing for them, right? So I dance to their style. So I don't actually have my say, you know, unless I want to be that guy or that asshole or whatever. It's like, hey, you ever think about doing it like this, you know, telling the choreographer what to do? But the choreographer is the choreographer for a reason. It's his or her style, and it's his or her movement. So you got to copy and reenact their movement verbatim. You know, maybe add your own little way of doing it, but it's still their movement, no matter what. And which is great, which is totally fine. But what I understand about urban and street dancers is that they're very individualistic. You know, me, Nate, and Emmanuel, we all have separate and different styles, okay? And what makes it special is that we can provide something new. So Emmanuel goes in and he does what he does, and like, oh, tight. So, and then once he gets out, I go in, you know, and then like I provide what I'm gonna provide, like, oh, something, you know, very, very different. And then I get out, and then Nate, you know, goes in, he does what he's gonna do, something very different. And that's what just makes art very special, is that we're all gonna provide something different. You gotta appreciate it differently. It's an appreciation. It's art is appreciation, and it's being open. It's being open to something new, and it's making you feel something. So that's what I'm trying to get at here in this video that we're about to make. And yeah, our first meeting, you know, it was nice to get dinner with the bros. Like, if you don't know, we have a lot of history, me, Emmanuel, and Nathan. Like, I've known him ever since, I've known Emmanuel ever since I was in sixth grade. I'm 23 now. And I met Nathan when I was a sophomore in high school. So he was about in the eighth grade. And just look at us now, you know, just, them boys are very, very good at science and math, actually, if you don't know their background. But these dudes are very scientific about things too. Like, they're very artistic and creative, but they also have a very scientific and extreme mathematical background. So if I wish I would have recorded the meeting actually, and just kind of honed in on how they approached this process, this creative process, in this video that we're making. Manuel was very like direct, you know, very like methodical, very meticulous about it. And then Nathan is very like, he's very open, you know, he's really just trying to grow and really just trying to adapt, kind of like a watery kind of dude. I don't know, he's very open to it. And in terms of dance, me and Nathan have done more, right, in terms of dance and kind of like keeping up with it, whereas, because Emmanuel got hurt, and sorry if Emmanuel, if you don't mind me saying, but like he did get hurt, and he got his It tore his Achilles. If you guys don't know this, but he did hurt his Achilles, and he's still recovering from it. And so the physical act of dancing, he couldn't really do, you know? And so that kind of passion that he has towards dance is, it comes and it goes. And so in terms of the passion, Emmanuel has less of it right now in terms of dance, but I know it's in there somewhere, and I really want to just get that first rehearsal in, so I can just kind of just capture what exactly he has and what he can offer. Because you don't have to be the greatest dancer, in my opinion, but what I really care about is having fun. If I can capture that aspect of it, the fun part, the fun, the loving, if you can, the passion of it, if I can capture that, that's all I really care about. And we were talking about this in our meeting, me, Emmanuel, and Nathan, is that you try not to be too caught up in, you know, the movement. And the movement is important. The movement is very important. You want it to be nice. You want the audience to be like, oh, right. You really want them to see like some type of kill off. But that is important. But what's more important to me is the fun part of it. That it's fun, and it's a hype video. You know, it's gonna be for a hyphy song. And that they just go stupid, they just go dumb, you know, they just go retarded. Like, that's what they say and that's what they do. So just have fun with it, really. And don't give a shit, don't give a fuck about what other people think, because it's me, Emmanuel, and Nathan's art that we're creating. It's what we make of it. As long as we enjoyed doing it, that's all I really care about. That's all, you know. As long as it makes, if people hate it, if people love it, great. Don't matter, don't care. Like, at least it made them feel something. At least they have some opinion of it. If they hate it, if they love it, whatever. But I just want to keep acting on these ideas, like that I have. Just keep executing on these ideas, right? And approach another step towards greatness, you know. And for me, it's bringing us closer together, like as brothers, as friends. Like, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, and that's just my take on it. I hope you guys give this a listen. Understand that we got some things coming on the way. I know Nate Breezy had some classes that I wasn't able to make because of work and because of like family in town and all that stuff. It looked like a blast though to me. I can't wait to see the footage. Nate and Ross, Nick Ross. Ross Films, check them out. They're just eating stuff up right now, man. They're growing fast and they're growing big. We're just a couple of dudes from Boise, Idaho, man. You know, just trying to on our pursuit of happiness and being creative, our goals, our ambitions. You know, I don't really know where it's going to take us. I don't know where we're going to be in 5 years. But all I know is that what we're doing right now is what, you know, we're meant to be doing. And we have gifts, my friend. Like, we have gifts that we need to be using. And if you ain't using your gifts, then you're wasting your potential. And I do not want to just become another statistic. You know, I don't want to be just that one person, that one dude was like, oh, he gave up on it, now look at him. No. So, yeah. Thank you guys. Thank you for giving this a listen. Make sure to, you know, give it a clap. Share it with friends and family. Like, I'm so grateful for everybody that gave my first two episodes a listen. This is just me showing my gratitude, some recent news about what's been going on through my life, you know, my day. And I hope you guys get up, get out there, and get after it. Like, it's as simple as that. Appreciate you guys always. Love y'all. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.